I will return all the glory to Jesus. The devil always challenges the truths we must know. By the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll be looking at God our Father today. God our Father. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. The scripture says there, as God is, so we are in this world. As God is, so we are in this world. And God wants us to be comfortable with that notice. He said, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, praise God, as he is, so we are. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16. He said, wherefore, 2 Corinthians 5 16, wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more after that order. You are not man alone. Praise God. There is a component of God in you, and it is okay to walk in the knowledge that you are a child of God. Praise the Lord. God said, as he is, so also we are. You must have relationship that is outside this human body to interact with God. Otherwise, you will be so distant from the blessed riches of his inheritance. You'll be so far. And the sooner we'll integrate ourselves to the notice and the knowledge of we being as God, the more enriched our life will be. Matthew chapter 6 verse 1. The Bible says there, Jesus came to introduce us to our relationship with God. Take heed that ye do not your harms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So we see here, and if you look at that whole chapter 6, Jesus was very definite about his reference of God being our Father. My dear brother and sister, it is a blessing to understand that God is our Father. And the more we grow in that knowledge, the more enriched our spirit or our life will be. The word Father in Greek is called Pater, P-A-T-E-R. It's from that same word we got paternity in English. It also, The Hebrew word for that same word translated father is Abba. That word represents source, praise God, or origin, or spring. It also means nourisher, sustainer, praise the Lord. You have a source in God, and it's important that we are sustained by the knowledge of that source. It's not only important to know that God is our source, it's important to identify, recognize, and relate with God as such. Acts chapter 17, verse 27. Acts chapter 17, verse 27. The revelation of God as our Father. He said that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live. Listen to that. Verse 28. In him we live. So if we are outside of him, what happens? We die. I don't want us to forget that. We live in him and move. And we also have our being or our nature in him. As certain also of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring. You remember we said the word father means spring or source. So that's why they call children offspring of their father. The word father also means generator. Not like the one that makes noise in Nigeria. Oh boy, I wonder how they sleep. You know, because the noise is just... And so many of them all over the street. But we thank God. God we help in Jesus' name. And it's from that word generator that we have generation. When there is a spring of lineage that took roots from a particular stem. Now, what we see here, you are an offspring of God. When Jesus Christ came, he began to unveil this understanding to us. But the natural man didn't like it. That notice and knowledge is so far removed from us as a natural man. John chapter 5 verse 17. John chapter 5 verse 17. Don't forget, the word father does not only mean origin, generator, or source. It also means nourisher or sustainer. You probably have heard when it's commonly said, if a river forgets its source, so that source is the nourisher, is the one that is causing that river to be sustained, such that if that source is cut off, the water or the river will cease. That won't happen to any of us in Jesus' name. Now, Bible says here, but Jesus answered them and said, my Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. Verse 18. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he has not only broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now, that's what our carnal person cannot tolerate. Making ourselves... Some of us can't even take it right now. It's so far away. But God wants you and him to be joined together. Praise the Lord. Let's look at it again. But said that He said God was his father, making himself equal with God. Verse 19 now says, but Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, the Son, except is in the Father, cannot do anything. He said, the Son can do nothing of himself. If being without the Father, he won't be able to do anything. But whatever he seeth the Father do, for everything the Father does, passes through to be done also by the Son. The first thing I want us to take note of there is that the devil does not want us to realize or walk in the notice that God is our Father. John chapter 10, verse 31. The devil will always confront and challenge any truth that makes us inherit our position, not our inheritance. He said, verse 31, John 10, 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And Jesus answered them, many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? Which one did I not do right? The Jews answered him, saying, we don't have a problem with the good work you are doing. What we have problem with is your blasphemy. The Jews answered and said, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being man, Shagar, maketh thyself God. My dear brother and sister, God wants you to know, as he will want me to know, that we are his children. Verse 34. Jesus answered them and said, is it not written in your law? He was quoting the book of Psalm here. Is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. And you know, if daddy is A, they call son A Junior. Praise God. He said, is it not written that ye are gods? If he, talking about God in verse 35, called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, why do you then say, I blaspheme? I'm only quoting the word of God. Anytime the truth of God is revealed to us, it implicates and devastates the devil. In John chapter 19, verse 7, they could not do anything against Jesus except their intolerance to him, saying he is a child of God. John chapter 19, verse 6. He said, when the chief priest therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. Now you see how dangerous or intolerant we could be to the notice of that truth. Well, God wants you and I to know that we have a root or a source or an origin in him. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9. Or let's start from verse 7 in NIV. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 in NIV. Let's have it in NIV, sweetheart. He said, enduring hardship as discipline, God is treating you How? As his children. Now, don't take this as if, is it getting hot here with me? I may be under a different atmosphere. I'm probably, okay, let's leave it. Mine is induced. Praise God.
I can understand if the oil is here.
So, praise God. And your sheep as discipline, God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? Go on to verse 8. We are going to verse 9. If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. See what he said here now. He said, moreover, we have all had what? Human fathers. So we see here that our composition is derived from two sources. Huh? We have human fathers who disciplined us and we respected them for it. How much more shall we submit to who? The Father of spirits. And by that relation or relationship, we live. I don't want you to forget that. In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Acts chapter 17 verse 28. God is the father of your spirit. He is the father of my spirit. And the sooner we gain the truth about that understanding, the more enriched our spirit man will be. Job chapter 33 verse 4, very profound scripture. It says there, the spirit of the Lord has made me, the breath of the Almighty has given me life. Can I tell you a secret? Our life is in our spirit. Praise the Lord. Our life is in our spirit. You know, James chapter 2 verse 26. He said there, he said, as the body without the spirit is dead. So when the spirit that carries the life is outside of the body, we claim that the body is dead. What then must we do with our spirit? My dear brother and sister, our spirit man is enriched and revived by his knowledge of God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. The Bible says there, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Praise God. That proceeded out of the mouth of God. So there is an enrichment that comes upon our spirit man when we know the word of God. The strength of our spirit man is derived from the word of God that nourishes it up. Just as food is to your physical body, so is the word of God to our spirit man. One way we grow in our mental faculty is to educate ourselves. The more educated we are, the more informed and, you know, better decision making we can make in our body. The same thing with our spirit man. We must spend time to inform and to educate our spirit man of the knowledge of God. Can I tell you a secret? The most important knowledge we can find for our spirit man is the knowledge of the Holy God. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 17. Let's see what the Bible says in verse 28 again. It says, for in him we live. We have a duty to enrich ourselves daily. You remember Jesus Christ said, if a branch is cut off from the vine, it will dry off. We must invest time, we must invest resources in growing that spirit man. Colossians chapter 3, I'll read from verse 1. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. He said, when Christ, who is our life, and what is Christ? The Word of God. Is the one that nourishes our world, is the one that nourishes our spirit. We are made strong, we are made energized, we are made alive by his word that appears unto us, that comes into our spirit, man. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then ye shall appear also with him in glory. Some people were following Jesus, and he told them, he said, do not labor for meat that perisheth, but labor for meat that endure unto eternal life. How do I integrate myself into the stem of God? Don't forget, our spirit is derived from him. By the fall of man, we were separated from him. The life of God was extinguished. When Jesus Christ came, he said in John chapter 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In verse 7, he said, if you have known me, you have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Verse 8, Philip said unto the Lord, show us the Father, and that will be suffice for us. In verse 9, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet you have not known me? Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And thou sayest, therefore, show us the Father. Verse 10, believest not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me is the one that doeth these works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Now, anytime we interact with the word of God, we are enriched by the life that comes from the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the strength of your spirit, man. That's the livelihood. Let's put it that way. You know, when we are going out in the morning, we say, I'm going for my livelihood or something like that. Now, the same thing when we invest time to interact and fellowship with God. Through the knowledge of God, our spirit, man, is renewed in nature after God. And we begin to declare things that God himself will have declared. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 11. See what the Bible says in verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Let's stand up on our feet. The longings of the spirit is different from the longings of the flesh. The longings of the spirit, or the longings of the flesh, they do ask for the things that pertain to our carnal nature. But the things of the spirit, they do, you know, cry after the things that pertain to our spiritual nature. Now, when our spiritual nature gets the will of God right, it necessarily and naturally meets our carnal needs. Praise the Lord. He said here, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Why did God narrow it down to the Holy Spirit? There is nothing about God that is not revealed to you and I through his Spirit. As we prepare to go into the new year, I want us to prepare ourselves to grow in the knowledge of God. It's the most important, you know, adventure anybody could have. When we know the will of God, there is nothing that will be able to stop us. There will be nothing that will be able to, you know, harass us. There will be nothing that will be able to disturb us. Why? Because we are interacting with the truth that is derived from God. And that keeps us strong and keeps us assured. I just want us to lift up our hearts to God this morning and pray that, Father, fill me with your knowledge. I want to know you as you have known me. Praise God. God, we can know, Bible says when we see him, we shall know all things even as he is. As we prepare to go into the new year, we can't afford to go there as if we just are facing something unclear or certain, something, you know, very obscured, but something that is determined ahead of time. Acts chapter 15 verse 18, he said, known unto God are all his works from the beginning. I want us to open our spirit man to him, that Lord, enrich my spirit man with your spirit. Let me know the things that pertain to me in you, the things that come from your spirit. Bible says, for as he is, so am I also in this world. Let's receive grace from the Lord this morning that will fill us with his presence. Father, Lord, prepare me, just equip me. The knowledge of the Holy One, Bible says that is understanding. We know every other thing but God. But the knowledge of God has been our Father, meaning our source, our generator, the person, our origin, from where we derive everything that we have. That's so important. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. The greatest thing in my life is knowing you. God is your Father. He's my Father. He wants us to speak like him. He wants us to walk like him. He wants us to be assured as him. He wants us to rely on him. He wants us to know that everything we need comes from him. He's our sustainer. He's our energizer. He's everything that we is our Father. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. He knows everything. Because he knows everything, we can trust his judgment. We can rely on him. We can beckon on him. We can trust on him. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. We return all the glory and honor to you. Open the eyes of my understanding. Let me know you. Let me see you. He said he has shown thee, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. To walk humbly with your God. The knowledge of God as our Father is a profound nourisher of our spirit man. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. To reach out and